Be a preaching anointing. There's going to be a teaching anointing that God's put within your heart. He's going to cause you to excel in some athletic arenas that others are going to look at you, but you're going to be able to speak to them about why success and victory happens. And I hear the Lord saying that in the days and years ahead, there's also going to be a strong business anointing. All right? It's going to give you an ability to be very successful in business ideas and strategies. There'll be a lot of contracts involved. There'll be a lot of legal things that you'll have to do with and even author some of those. And so the Lord says that college is going to be very purposeful for you, and the right college is going to be very important for you. And so, Father, we just loose that word, Father, to Brandon today, in Jesus' name.
And like I said, another thing, Brandon, to add to that, and even as college is purposeful for you, the Lord says, son, even today, that I have set you even on a course, and I'm going to cause even the finances to be able to be there and be available. And the Lord says, even get ready for scholarships to be even given to you, says the Lord. The Lord says, you're even looking at even some things even right now, says God. And but the Lord says, I even have more that I'm going to begin to open before you. The Lord says, you're considering even one particular avenue, one particular arena. The Lord says, son, even get ready because I'm opening up another door. And the Lord says, there's that which you said would even be the second best, and it's come. But the Lord says, get ready because I'm beginning to open up the best, the Lord says, that which would even be your first choice. The Lord says, I'm going to begin even to grant it to you, says God. The Lord says, because you've been faithful to me. The Lord says that there are even some times that you've had to choose me instead of even that which others would have even placed before you. The Lord says, those that would have been even in a position of authority would have even, they would have respected you, but yet there would have been the challenge that they would have even put to you, because the Lord says, you've chosen the better part. You chose even me, even over that, says God. But the Lord says, because of that, I caused you to excel, and I caused you even to have favor in my eyes, and Lord says, I've caused you even to have favor in the eyes of man. So the Lord says, son, I am well pleased with you in that. So get ready, because I'm going to open up a door of opportunity for you, and I'm going to even allow you even to have that first choice, says the Lord. But the Lord says, it's not going to be a hardship to your family. It's not going to be a hardship for you. The Lord says, I am granting it to you, because truly, son, even as you have served me with your whole heart, the Lord says, get ready. I am going to begin to propel you forward, because the Lord says, I'm going to build a platform for you, the Lord says, in the days and in the years to come. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you a platform even to speak from, says God. And the Lord says, and many will be drawn to you. But the Lord says, be careful even to give me glory, because the Lord says, I am going to begin to catapult you, the Lord says, even into a notoriety. The Lord says, even within the nation, the Lord says, I'm going to begin to do some things. I'm strategizing with you even for that, says God. And the Lord says, son, you even have that ability even to be propelled forward even greater than you would have even thought. So the Lord says, get ready, because I'm about ready to do it. The Lord says, I've tested your heart in the last season, and I found you ready, and I found you faithful. Amen.